Hey, Chevra, with all the Heilige Hachanas for the Yantav of Purim, we can't forget this week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayikra. I want to share an idea from the Heilige of Chaim Shulevitz on just the opening words of this Sefer in this week's Parsha, Vayikra El Moshe. Vayikra El Moshe, he called to Moshe. We see from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Moshe Moshe. Now we know Chazal teaches that Moshe had many names. Moshe actually had 10 beautiful names. He had a name Yered, that he brought down the Torah. He had a name Chever, that he attached us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Jemayim, Avigdor. Beautiful, beautiful names. And then he has a name Moshe. And why is he named Moshe? As we all know from Parsha Shemos, Ki min ha-mayim ishisiyu. Ki min ha-mayim ishisiyu, because he was drawn in from the water by Bat Yebas Paro. Our name is our essence. Our name incorporates and encompasses our greatest gifts and abilities. Of all the names of Moshe, and he had such beautiful ones, of all the names that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses, Vayikra El Moshe, to call him Moshe, that Baya Bas Paro gave him because she drew him in from the water, what does that have anything to do with the essence of Moshe Rabbeinu? Why that name? Reb Chaim Shulevitz explains very beautifully that when Baya Bas Paro drew Moshe in from the water, she acted with the utmost Mesiras Nefesh and selflessness. At that point in history, there was a gzera by Paro that every Jewish boy has to be killed. And here's his own daughter, the princess of Egypt. And she knew it was a Jewish baby. What other baby is floating in the water? And she saw Ki Anar Boche. What other nation in this world has tears constantly? She knew it's a Yehudi. She knew it's a Jew. And by taking in this Jew, she risked her own life to help another being. It was tremendous Mesiras Nefesh to give to another. And Reb Chaim Shulevitz has makoros, he has sources in Chazal, that when you act on someone in a particular way, that mida can become part of them. And that mida became part of Moshe Rabbeinu. That care, that Mesiras Nefesh for another, that was who Moshe Rabbeinu became. As we see the moment, and it's right there, if you open up a Chumash in Parashat Shemos, the juxtaposition is right after he's named this name. Right after he's named this name, which should have come in Pesukim earlier. He goes out, and Vayar B'Sivlosam, he sees the pain and the suffering, and he goes, Chazal says, he goes and he helps, he's the prince of Egypt, and he helps the Jews do their Avodah. Because this became the quality of Moshe. His care for another, his mysterious nefesh for another. And that was the most important midah as a leader of Klal Yisrael. Yes, he brought us Torah and brought Torah into the world. And yes, he was the biggest gadol on Talmid Chacham. But it's his care for others, and not just his care for others, his mysterious nefesh for others that was his greatest quality. And therefore he's Moshe, Ki min ha-mayim ishisiyu, which encompasses that yisod. That idea, because Derech Eretz Kadmo Torah, and not just Derech Eretz that I care about others, I'm willing to also sacrifice myself for others. I'm willing to, even when it's a little more difficult. And as we enter into the Heilige Yantav of Purim, the Yantav of Achdus Vereas, of Meshalach Manos, and Matanos Levyonim, and even the Suda, Beroiv Am, there's so much to Purim Leich Kanos, as called Yehudim, of showing that we care for others. Matanos Levyonim. But let's not just care for others when it's easy and it's nice. Where's our Mesiras Nefesh? When it's a little more difficult. When I'd rather be doing other things. When it takes something out of me. That's what we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu Vayikra Moshe. And that's what Purim needs to be. Esther Amalka, Kasher Avadati Avadati, she was willing to sacrifice her whole life for Bnei Yisrael, as Chazal explained, Beruchnius Ubegashmius. Everything was going to be gone. She was going to go to be with the Melech. Give it all up for others. Are we willing to give it up for others? Are we willing to be Moser Nefesh for others? Are we willing to give of ourselves in such a way? And maybe then we'll be Zoyche. Because ultimately we know that we're still waiting for Geula, full Geula. And we know that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because there was a lacking of this care for others, a Mesiras Nefesh for others. And maybe in this Yantav Geula Vakati Avdei Achashverosh Hanan, of somewhat Geula, we don't say Halo on Purim because it's not a full Geula, one of the reasons. It's only a partial gula. We didn't have Beis HaMikdash yet. In the schus that we show our care for others, like a Moshe Rabbeinu, like a Bat Yabas Paro with Mesiris Nefesh, will be zeichet to gula shlema b'mheir v'yameinu. I wish you have a halig, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.